When world leaders gather in Port Moresby for the APEC summit later this year, the motorcades will roll along a brand new six-lane highway to a brand new convention center, both built with Chinese money. According to Australia's Lowy Institute, those are typical of the big infrastructure projects that China favors, but which add up to just 8% of international aid to Pacific nations from 2011 to 2016. China's $1.6 billion is matched by New Zealand and dwarfed by Australia's $6.5 billion. Almost all of Australia and New Zealand's donations come in the form of grants for education, health, and humanitarian projects, while Lowy's Jonathan Pryke estimated that 70% of Chinese aid comes as low-cost loans. Repayment on the first of those loans starts to fall due later this year, and Pryke told the Sydney Morning Herald that excessive borrowing has now ended. The binge is over and the hangover is setting in, he said, except for PNG. This year, Papua New Guinea negotiated $3.5 billion in loans from China, money that hasn't started to flow yet, so it doesn't show up in the overall statistics. One more point. While political, economic, and military competition rises in the Pacific, aid has been dropping. In 2011, for example, the U.S. contributed $233 million. In 2016, $89 million. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.